Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information about Sex with Emily, go to sexwithemily.com. You can check out all of our podcasts, our videos, take our poll, get advice about every single sex issue, sex problem, sex concern that you have, you will find on sexwithemily.com. It is your go-to sex place on the interweb.
It's like your sex newspaper.
It's your sex newspaper. That's what Men's likes to say. Yeah. And we like that too. And thanks, everyone. We have so many Friends Benefits members now. We so appreciate everyone joining. You got to go to the website and check it out. It's $4.95 a month or $49.95 a year. You get five shows a week. You get unlimited access to us. We will answer your emails. Your emails go right to the top because, you know, we get so many emails here at Sex with Emily. We can't answer all of them. But when you're a Friends with Benefits member, we answer yours. There's also exclusive videos for you. There's so much you can check out. So just do that today. We appreciate it.
Yeah, you get main priority.
You get priority. It's like a free sex therapist in a way.
And it's 15 cents a day. People.
15 cents a day. For 15 cents a day, all your sex issues, and I know you have them because you email me about them and you call me about them. Oh, you can call us right now.
Yeah, our number. That's the new thing.
That's a new thing. You can call us right now, and I'll tell you what our number is. Do we have it up there? Okay, I got it yesterday.
It's on sexwithemily.com, the main part of the
website. Yeah, go to sexwithemily.com. It's 415-992-7392, and you can call us with your sex questions.
Did you guys figure out if it was international or not?
It's on the list. Can we figure out if it's international or not? I think it is.
Because I was playing that part yesterday when I was asking.
Uh-huh. And I said the same thing. Like, I'll figure it out. I can't remember things that you tell me during the show to do after the show. So you got to, like, email me later.
My assistant was laughing because she could tell that I sounded annoyed that you didn't know.
That I didn't know what? It's international?
If it was international or not.
I didn't know. Well, you do get annoyed. Yeah, yeah. Menace's assistant is here, and we were just trashing
you
Menace.
You just rip it on me for, like...
Well, you're so ripe for it, Menace, because
why?
I just think that you have the issue. I think you have, like, deep-seated issues with women.
No,
and
I don't.
I think, yeah,
I
no,
have
I do.
Seated issues with things that
no,
are reoccurring.
No, it's this way that you talk about women, like, they're all going to steal my wallet, or I'm afraid they're going to, like, tie me up and leave me,
sarcastic.
And they just want Gucci purses. No, but you're joking, but you always have the same. It's the same.
I'm
you're
just
sarcastic,
saying 95%
of
the women are like that. That's all I'm saying. 5%.
95% of the women are going to steal your wallet.
There's a good 5% out there that you guys can date. You just got to find them.
Yeah. Right, Menace. So we feel the same way about men. Not that they're going to steal our wallets, though. Or that. No, I don't think you can say 95% of women are like that. But see, that's so great that you just said that, because now we really know how you feel. Like, it's true that you believe it.
Oh God. Can we put Vanessa on for a second?
Sure. Vanessa, come here.
Do I bass swim?
Is very impatient.
What?
You have no tolerance for certain stuff, and you say, I like saying things only once, and once I have to repeat myself, you're kind of done. You're dead to me.
You're dead to me. Exactly. You're dead to me.
Am I really that mean to you, Vanessa?
No, not to me, but like I just observe this behavior and this tolerance for callers. If they don't know your formula to a good phone call, on to the next. Next, thank you for calling. Goodbye. Or
he gets annoyed.
Yeah, and if he does it, describes a task and someone comes back and does it wrong, he'll say, okay, I'm going to tell you this. Please, you know, make sure I don't have to repeat myself. And if you mess up again, I'm probably going to rip you a new one.
You say that to people?
No,
I'm gonna rip
that's
you
how
new
he
one.
Acts.
No, that is how he asks. He's pissed off our guests. Whatever, we had a guest show up with a dog here, and you're not supposed to have dogs. And he was like, sorry, they can't be on the show. I'm like, they're our guests. They're
no,
being on the show.
She...
He's like, tell her to leave.
First off.
I'm like, that tell her to leave. Should have a dog didn't know.
First off, in my entire radio career, I've never had somebody show up with a dog. Okay? That just kind of threw me off. And then dogs aren't supposed to be here. And then, so she said, well, I can't be here if the dog can't be here.
And then it's like, see ya.
And then I go, all right, see you later.
Right, yeah. I know. Okay. But anyway, back to your deep-seated issues around women.
I don't have deep-seated
issues.
I do.
I think that you have unresolved issues. Okay, so my mom always says, and I know this is true in a lot of, like, literature, that look how a man treats his mother, and that's how he's going to treat you. And I think you have ambivalent feelings towards your mother. Is that not true?
I've never treated any of my girlfriends like crap or anything like
but
that.
But how do you treat your mom? When's the time you talk to her?
I don't talk to her that
yeah,
much.
Exactly. Why not?
Why not? Because she's always giving me crap about something every time I call
exactly.
her.
Women are nags. That's
yeah.
how you think women are.
So I don't
women
wanna,
are annoying, they're nags, and you just want them
it.
To shut the F up. That's how you feel.
No.
Yeah, it's true. It's exactly how you feel about your mother.
No.
It's a mirror, Menace.
No.
Yes.
No.
Anyway, it's okay. You'll work it through. You're young. I mean,
just because we
eventually
have
you'll be in a healthy relationship.
Just because we have issues.
It's true. For the women listening or the guys listening, it is how you are. It is your primary relationship with a female. And I think that until you work out the issues with your mom, you're still going to have issues
why
with
every
women.
Single girlfriend I ever had always wanted to get back with me? Because I'm an asshole?
Yeah. I don't know.
No.
No, because you are, because you're never available. So it's those with their own issues. It's nothing to do with you. It's the fact that you're the dude that's not available and women want to be with the guy that's not available.
No way.
Yeah, you're not available. You're busy. You're working.
No, I treat the women that I am with respect that they should be treated with.
Right.
That's it. But I'm just saying I don't take any shit. That's the problem. See, that's where you go, well, if a girl cheats on you, you know, then you'll work it out and see what they're. I'm like, no, I'm not going to take that.
I don't
take
I understand that. That's a hypothetical.
You know?
I understand that. If a woman cheats on you, she's out the door.
Yeah,
or
if
she
woman,
writes you an email with a spelling error, she's fired.
No, definitely not for me. I'm
no,
the worst spelling
I know,
in the world.
I know. I'm kidding. But
I'm saying if I treat a woman very well, I expect it to be treated the same way. And if she's going to start giving me some crap, I'm not going to take that. I'm sorry.
Don't take
bottom
that crap.
Line, I don't take that
don't
crap.
Don't take that crap from women. You shouldn't. So
you should.
How's your love life? How's it going?
It's all right, I guess.
Do you have a date?
I have a lot of people.
Yeah,
hey,
you have a lot of people.
Blue.
Yeah, but why
out
are you
blue.
Not? You're not. See, this is why I feel like there's something you're not sharing. Like, you have a lot of women that are coming
because
after you right now.
I just don't care. I don't care.
You're not
it's
into
just
women.
So much, it's just so much issues with
really,
women, you know?
No, I don't know.
Because they're a pain in the effing ass, man.
Oh,
and I got shit to
really?
Do.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Okay, that's how you feel about women.
Yeah,
95%
they are.
Pain
they
in
are.
The ass. Mm-hmm.
They are.
Interesting. Okay, let's talk about today's show. Now that we've analyzed Menace, although that could be the whole show.
Oh, my God. Let's turn it around and analyze you.
Go ahead.
No, because I do it all
the time. I know. You analyze me all the time. What? That I really want to be in a polyamorous relationship. And that,
and there's nothing wrong with that.
Right. Okay.
There's nothing wrong with
it. It's not necessarily true. But you can say that. topics on today's show. We're reading your emails that you sent to feedback@sexwithemily.com. And I have to find where they Oh, my God.
I'm not rolling my eyes, by the way.
No, roll your eyes at me because I don't know where the hell I put them.
It's cool.
I know. But I don't know.
How was your day yesterday?
My day was awesome yesterday.
What did you do?
I ran with my dog. Like, I finally, like, took my dog for a run, and it was really good. And we did stuff like that.
You just ran around town? Did you meet any guys with dogs?
Oh, my God. Yes, I've met a ton of guys because of my dog. It's awesome.
Are they stopping you to check out your dog for an excuse to talk
to you? Yeah, like,
there
was a really hot guy today that I was, like, and I ran this morning, too, and I was running, and he, like, gave me this look, and then he checked out my dog, like, to see if I had a wimpy dog or a cool dog, and I think I have a cool dog. You liked my dog.
Yeah, your dog was very cute.
Yeah, and so he was like, oh, cool, cute girl, cute dog, like, and we had this little moment, and he was like, I like your dog. I'm like, thanks.
For some reason, I think a girl with a dog would be in a relationship. I don't know why. I get that kind of feeling.
A girl with a dog would be in a relationship?
Yeah, that she would currently have a boyfriend.
Oh, well, because she's thinking of nesting and she's thinking. It's true that a lot of couples start out getting a dog before they get married. Mm-hmm.
Because you don't find too many singles that have animals. I don't think so. Every person I can think of, most of them.
With cats, single women with cats.
Single woman with cats?
There's a lot of those. That's why I didn't get a cat. They're don't want to be that girl. Don't want to be that girl
you
with
don't
cat.
Don't be a cat woman.
Don't want to be a crazy cat woman.
Like my assistant Vanessa.
Vanessa, you crazy cat woman, but she's so cute.
She has a ton of cats, but her boyfriend hates a cat, right? No, he loves a
cat. Okay, well, speaking of which, let me tell you, this is what just happened on the way over here, so I have to just kind of get it off my chest.
Okay.
I was walking over.
You seemed kind of irritated when you walked in. Not because of me.
Not of you yet, but of
other things. You're slamming stuff and.
Was
like
I?
You're upset, yeah.
Oh.
I can tell when you're not in a good
mood
or
bad
mood.
Oh, that's so perceptive of you.
Yeah.
Aw, you're sweet. No,
but when
I'm good.
You're in a bad mood, I like to egg you on because it makes a better show.
I know.
But go ahead.
But no, I'm not in a bad mood. But my friend just called me. She texted me and she said, I'll call him Michael. Her boyfriend, she said, Michael just broke up with me. I'm devastated. So, of course, as a chick, I have to call her.
Yeah.
Walking. I'm like, okay, what? She's my friend in L.A.
Let's call her on the show.
Right now, we could call her. She would totally talk, but it's sort of this whole like convoluted, obscure story. But basically what he did, they've been together 4 months. They were in a serious relationship, and he called her, and he's like a business guy, and he like runs this big company. And he was like, she said they had an amazing weekend together last weekend, and everything was fine. And he called her and said in his like boardroom voice, like he was like running a meeting. Mm-hmm. He's like, well, the last 48 hours I've done some serious thinking about our relationship, but it's just not working for me. So I think we're just going to have to end this and not be together anymore. Thanks. Gotta go. Bye. It was like on the phone.
After
and he was like, done and done.
After 4 months?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't think the phone break up, but he's like, I wanted more. Okay, she has a baby.
Uh-huh.
A year old baby, but he's got three older kids, or two kids, and she has two dogs that are kind of yappy.
Oh, God.
And the yappy dogs were upsetting his children. So he's like, I think you should put your dogs in a kennel for the weekend. And she's like, I'm not putting my dogs in a kennel. She's got two. So there was like dogs and kids and issues and whatever, but still just to be like, I've thought about it. Like, those men can just turn on that. I don't think that you get like this. You're not that kind of dude, but there are those dudes who can just kind of like, I'm emotionally detached right now from the entire situation, and I'm just going to tell you what I think and end this relationship. So she's devastated, and so I'm going to see her in L.A. this weekend because she lives in L.A.
Yeah, that's
that's harsh, but in a way.
But he said, like, look, because, well, how older is his kids?
Maybe like they're 3 and 6 and her kid's like 1.
Okay. Then that doesn't make sense. I was going to say it's like if they're really older, he's like, I already been through all this stuff. I don't want to go through
it again. Right. I thought all that too, but it was more like he wanted her to be able to be like available and she's like, I got a kid. I got to stay home. Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of, when you have a kid, it's not easy to date.
Yeah.
And I think it's fine if he realized that they're not right together after 4 months, like better 4 months than 8 months. Like why waste another few months, you know, but it's just harsh. Like breakups just hurt.
Yeah.
Not that I'd know.
Got dumped.
Got dumped. She's like, got dumped. Yeah.
It sucks.
It sucks getting dumped, I think. I don't know.
So I
need to get dumped.
I need to
get dumped. I think it'd be good for me. I've said that. But I never get there. I'm never with him
so
long
let
enough.
Me guess. She's putting it up on her Facebook status that she's single and she's ready to mingle and she's going to go party with you this weekend.
Yep. We're going out Saturday night. We are. I get to L.A.
So
I'm leaving
annoying.
Saturday morning if you want to come with the dog in my car.
Saturday
my mini.
Morning now?
Yeah, because I got invited to this really cool You're going to laugh.
Orgy? What?
No, not an orgy, but I am going to an orgy, but that's a separate thing. This is my friend's having a dinner at his restaurant, this like wine tasting thing, and there's like wines from all over the world, like the best wines that have won all these awards, and we're going to drink wine.
Barf.
So I'm staying Friday night, but I didn't want to drive late at night anyway to LA. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to have lots of meetings. And
so you're going Saturday. And yeah. What time, when are you coming back though?
Tuesday.
Yeah,
oh, so yeah, you can't be gone. I got, because I'm going to be on Playboy Radio. And
sweet.
I'm going to be on the Heidi and Frank show on Monday.
Sweet.
Yeah.
They're fellow Knox people.
Exactly.
Help run this show.
Right.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
Cool.
Exactly. The show.
It
the show
be really
is being
good.
Run. I know. It will be good. What are you going to do? What are you doing? What happened to you in the last 24 hours?
Last 24 hours? You know, Wednesdays are my busiest
found
day.
Them. Wednesday's your busiest day?
Day of the week. I do 4 radio shows in one day.
I know. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So this is I'm on the 3rd.
So why didn't you seem stressed when you walked in?
Because
when I walked in,
it's just life, man. Just enjoy it.
It's cool, man. Just chill,
man. We could be doing so many other things right now. You know, we walk by all the people that are doing construction, and
I know
such
hot
like
guys.
Yeah, it's hot outside, man.
It's hot, and there's
so
hot
many
men
people
doing construction
that,
sometimes.
Yeah, they're in freaking factories and they're working, and you know, I got to give it up to them. And if I'm miserable about what I'm doing, then I'm an asshole. You know?
Right, exactly. No, you're right. We get to like talk to people, and right now we're talking about sex. It's pretty awesome. Okay, so today's show, let me tell you some of the topics. I did find my notes there, Menace, which would make you very upset if they were I wasn't in the right place. I have to move them.
Okay.
Some of the topics include strap-ons, performance anxiety, body image, and comparing your current partner to your ex.
Okay.
Those are some topics in the emails, and our sex topic today is breasts. They're not just for your viewing pleasure. Today we'll be talking about to actually touch them. No, we're going to talk about touching them today. And you know, women, the second most common way for women to have an orgasm is through her breasts.
Really?
But you didn't know that.
I did.
No, you didn't.
No, I had my
Have you
second,
been with a
like,
woman who had orgasms through her breasts? I
yes.
think those women are awesome.
Yes.
I want to
I
know
I
those
could,
women.
I
want
could
them
call
to teach
one
me.
That I dated.
Oh, I did. I tried to call my friend to be on the show who always has orgasms through her breasts, but I know she has a really busy day, so she couldn't be on the show.
Oh, weak.
We could just try and see if she answered. Not right now, but when we get to that part.
Okay.
Because people are going to have to wait for that.
So tell me about the orgasm through your breasts. I would really like to, for you
I'm
to
like, could you just,
that.
Yeah, she's a really private person too, so I don't know if she can get into it. But all I know is that like oftentimes she, a guy just touched her breast. I mean,
uh-huh.
not like instant, but for a while.
Oh, I would have
orgasm.
A really interesting question. And maybe people can answer this if this happened to them. If that happens to them. Email us feedback sexwithomi.com and if they had breast implants afterwards and they can still do it. Because the girl that I dated, she didn't have breast implants at the time, and then that happens to her, she would totally
I can't believe
get aroused
that a woman
that,
like, right.
And then she
Can we call her?
She had breast implants. No, she has like some super overprotective boyfriend now, and now she's not even
He wouldn't want her talking to her ex about her orgasm nipples, her
like she's
her,
like,
orgasmic
like,
nipples.
Changed her number and like,
really?
Oh,
why
yeah.
did you stalk her? Yeah,
no.
You had a bunch of girls with fake boobs that you dated.
We have a call coming in.
That's amazing.
You want to take it?
Yeah, let's take it.
How about that? All right, let's try it out. See how it goes. Oh, oops.
Hello.
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 Can you hear us?
Can you hear us? Hi. You're on Sex with Emily.
Yes. Hi. This is William. How are you?
Hi.
Good. How are you?
Listen through your phone, not through the computer. Okay.
I'm sorry?
Listen through your phone, not your computer.
Okay, I'm not at my computer at the moment.
Okay,
okay cool. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Good. So how can we, what's going on? You have a question?
Well,
comments?
I guess this was about the email I sent last week.
Okay.
I guess I was unsure of what to do.
Oh, okay, let's talk about it.
What was your email about?
What was your email?
I'm sorry?
What was your email about?
This was, I guess, it was basically just, like, starting out.
Are you the virgin?
Yes.
Right.
Oh, sweet.
It's the virgin. William.
Awesome.
But William, right? It's okay. Yes. I know it's hard to say. When you were saying that, I'm like, he's not going to want to admit it. He said starting out. So he's a virgin. So William doesn't know. Okay, so let's recap, William. So you are a super smart guy. Like, you graduated from school early. Like, you're really, like, ahead of your game, right? In many ways.
Right.
Except for sexually, you've never... Have you ever fooled around with a woman before?
Maybe, like, twice, I guess.
Okay. And how was that?
It was okay, you know, but that was, like, you know, back in high school.
Right, right. And now you're... How old are you?
I'm 19.
You're 19, but you just graduated from college, right?
I will be in May of this upcoming, after this academic year finishes, I will be graduating in May.
Right.
Sweet. So how's your daily routine like? Like, how many women do you come across in a day?
Well, basically, I wake up about 6 in the morning. I leave to go to work, and I come home maybe about 5:30, and that's about it. Unless I have other appointments that I have to attend to. Throughout the day, you're asking me to quantify how many I come across? Or?
Yeah. Like, do you talk to women? Like, basically what we're trying to say is that you need to, like, I know that your question was, and if I remember this correctly, is like, should you just go out and find any girl and sleep with her? And I wouldn't advise that. I would say just get more comfortable around women. Like, do you think that you have, like, an inherent discomfort around women? Or are you more comfortable? Do you have women friends, female friends? How are you just around the whole female population?
I think I'm okay more with the friends and I guess with the more than that.
Right. So I think you just have to get your confidence up and just be more comfortable talking to women and approaching women and then just like asking them out. It just has to be. It's like a muscle that you've not exercised, and you have to start exercising it. And you have to just start, even, you know, just talking to the woman who gives you coffee in the morning, or that cute girl in class that you have never really talked to, just like go up to her and say hi. I mean, these are the little things. Like, I think we don't want to tell you to just go jump in the sack with someone. I think you have to, like, practice those skills of being comfortable, and then it'll happen more naturally.
Right.
What do you think?
How often I know if I'm exercising that muscle the appropriate way?
Also, you can't be going home at 5:30 every day.
Yeah, you should be taking some classes or doing something, go to the gym.
Not the gym.
Okay.
You should go to, like, the, you know, you can meet chicks at the grocery store.
You can meet chicks at the grocery store. Yeah. I've met a dude at the grocery store before. Like, I've had guys ask me out in all different places, you know? And.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Grocery store, like, getting coffee.
I say it all the time. I met one of my favorite ex-girlfriends at the laundromat.
At the laundromat. Do your laundry. You have to start looking at it. It's like, you know what they say when you're looking for a job, you should always, like, tell everyone you know that you're looking for a job. And, like, no matter whatever opportunity you have, you should, you know. And I feel like it's the same with dating. Like, you should let everyone you know, like, I'm looking to be set up. Or maybe you could date online. How are you? You're probably a good writer. Like, you're probably, you know, smart. You could probably do a nice profile and start meeting some women that way if it's not working for you the other way. Have you ever thought about dating online?
Right. That's actually how I first started those two other things when I was in high school earlier.
Okay. So perfect. You keep doing it.
That's basically how those two things got started.
So why do you not want to do it again?
I don't know. I got creeped out once, and it just...
Right. But now it's changed. It sounds like you did it a few years ago. I mean, it's like, where do you live?
Where do I live?
Yeah.
I live in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania.
Okay, got it. I would say you should date online again. I think this would be a good thing for you because it sounds like you have a lot going on. You're graduating early. I mean, you know, you've a lot in your life that's happening. So I think if you just, like, commit, I know you got creeped out, you had a bad experience, but that doesn't mean that all dating online is going to be like that. So I think first you should just start dating women again, and then we should talk. So will you do that? Will you go to your profile, find a good website? There's a bunch of them out there.
Okay.
I think that's
so. How do I know when it's too soon or not too soon?
To sleep with them?
I'm sorry?
You mean how will you know when it's too soon to sleep with them or not?
Right.
I think you'll start to get the feeling from her. I mean, like, they say that, you know, a lot of people, what was our study that came out? Like, people usually sleep together on the
third date. Yeah.
Third or fourth date.
If she's grabbing on your wiener, dude, you're good to go. I'm just saying. That's
if she's touched your penis or something, or you've touched her breasts, you're probably pretty good, like, to go. But don't force it. Uh-huh. I would say after a few dates. But let's get the dates first, and then we'll talk once you get the dates, and we can talk about the situation, because it won't be the first time. You can call us after the first date and let our second date and let us know what happened, and then we can help you along there. because I think you're looking at this whole, this is the last thing I'm going to say. You're looking at this whole virginity thing is like, oh my God, it's going to be, it's, you've made it into this huge thing that it's like your virginity. Da, da. But I'm just trying to break it down into smaller parts for you that you just need to meet more women and you need to get more practice out there. And it's not about just having sex because that will happen. So it's a little later than some people are, whatever. I mean, it doesn't matter. It's not even that much later. What is the average? Like 17 or something that people have sex?
Yeah.
So you're okay, dude. I don't think there's any problem here. I just think that you need to get more experience and then you'll know what to do.
And wear a rubber, dude, and practice putting it on because, you know, even me sometimes, you know, when I'm not paying attention, you put it on backwards.
Right. Yes. Condoms are practice with your condoms. That's a great point.
Because it's your first time, you won't have extra condoms on you.
Up your first time, Menace, that you put a condom on?
Yeah, because I had my autistic friend go to the liquor store for me and buy it, and he bought unlubricated condoms, and I didn't check the packaging.
Well, you probably wouldn't even know what that meant then.
Yeah, and I was screwed.
Or not.
So don't buy. I was not screwed. And then also, you know, I say this and I've been bringing it up on the show lately. And I know it's the dumbest thing coming from me because I don't like this kind of stuff. If there is like improv classes in your area, just take one. It will totally build your confidence. I ended up having to take one in college and it totally built my confidence to in public and talk to people.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I've done that too. I think improv classes are awesome. They totally break down all of your inhibitions around talking to people.
You can probably take one for like $30.
Yeah.
All right?
Okay. Good luck. Okay. We'll keep talking. Keep us keep us posted.
Yeah.
Go Dateline. Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye, William.
Bye.
No, thank you.
He likes saying okay a lot.
Yeah. Okay. So he's a virgin. He doesn't know what to do. And I just think, you know,
cool.
You can't make it a whole thing. You gotta mm-hmm. break it down.
All right.
Okay. Let's get into some, how we doing here?
We're good.
We'll get into some sex in the news.
What's in the news?
Yeah. Lesbian couple, believe this or not, in San Francisco. When I first heard this, I was like, where did this happen? I can't believe it happened. Happened in San Francisco.
Of course.
Lesbian couple got kicked out of a Gertrude Stein exhibit for holding hands. In San Francisco.
What?
But sadly, homophobia exists everywhere. So Gertrude Stein is a famous gay writer, actually.
Okay.
And a lesbian couple found out the hard way. So they were kicked out of the San Francisco's Jewish Museum for holding hands while strolling through the Gertrude Stein exhibit. This is according to the San Francisco Chronicle. They were holding hands and the guard told them they couldn't hold hands in the museum. So I don't know if it's like a homophobic thing but I'm sure you're not allowed to hold hands in a museum. Like I've never heard that as being a rule. I can't imagine in San Francisco that the guard.
Is it like Jewish thing?
No, I don't think it's a Jew. No. That because I would know.
Yeah.
Being a Jew.
And it's for an exhibit for a gay writer?
A gay writer. Exactly.
Huh.
They said they're not leaving.
The museum's actually right down the street from
us. It's a beautiful museum. And they said they were not leaving and they want to talk to someone in the authority right now. And they said the security guard will be reprimanded.
I'm sure that they weren't being super loud and they were holding hands and then they blamed it on that.
I don't know.
Kind of stuff.
I don't know. But I doubt that the Jewish Museum in San Francisco and a Gertrude Stein exhibit was being homophobic. But it was in the Chronicle, so I thought I'd report it.
People love twisting stuff.
People love twisting all the little things that you say and making it crazy. I know. Okay. So the next is the gay Archie character, which I didn't even know exists. You know Archie Comics? There's now a gay Archie comic character, and he's getting married. I used to love Archies when I was little. Did you? I didn't even know they still were around.
No, I don't.
Did you like Archies? I don't know why I liked Archie.
I don't want to date you, but.
Why?
Because Archie's not
cool?
around my time.
Oh, really? Yeah. It's around my time. No, it wasn't. Archie's came out in the 1900s. I had my great grandfather's.
It wasn't
popular when I was growing up either. It was the old ones that my grandfather.
Okay.
No,
yeah,
I'm really like,
right.
like, no, I swear to God, my grandfather gave me like his collection that he had, and they were all from like 1906 and like 1920s and 1930s, the early Archies.
That's cool.
So anyway, he's getting married. The gay Archie.
Dude, I felt old today.
It's never fame. I don't
when
feel
Vanessa
old.
Vanessa didn't know who John Denver was.
Love John Denver. I love John Denver. It's so sad that you don't know who John Denver is. No, it's okay, but I'm not going to make fun of you because that would just be like Menace, and she needs lots of love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've at least heard of Archie, though.
Right.
Yeah.
But I don't think Archie's ever been popular, like, except for...
Like, he's underground?
Yeah. Like, Archie's never, like, kids are really into Archie. Maybe in the 50s?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
In the 50s.
But I got into them for some reason because I got them...
You weren't
thousands.
Into them in the 50s. You
no, I wasn't. Around. I wasn't alive. But I got... ton of them given to me and I was obsessed. I don't know why. For like a year. Okay, so he's getting married and he's gay. Okay, Molson Coors is introducing Anime, a new beer for women. There's a new beer for women.
It's called Anime?
Anime. A-N-I-M-E-E-E, which is interesting because anime, I'm trying to remember this from psychology in college, is something is has to do with...
It's Chinese animation.
No,
I mean,
but
Japanese.
Anime, but it also means it's about your female side. Jung would say, Carl Jung, would say that your anime, I'm going to say this wrong, but it's like your female side for a man. It's a female, or it's anyone's female side being present in a certain situation. So like in a dream, your anime side was like your female side. Everyone's got a female side and a male side. Anyway, that's what it means. So there's a female-friendly beer called in the UK this fall, hoping to swell the ranks of British beer-drinking women.
There's going
to
be so many,
by contrast,
like,
only
gamers.
25% of Americans, women, drink beer. But in the UK, they all drink beer. Yeah.
I don't think that's true for at least the area that we live in currently.
You think a lot of chicks drink beer here?
Oh, so many chicks drink beer.
I don't know. None of my friends drink beer. They did in the Midwest growing up. Like, we all drink beer, but I don't feel like, I think all my friends, obviously, you know what they drink.
Wine.
Wine or vodka. Or tequila.
Let me guess. Vodka soda.
Maybe. What else is there?
There's so many good drinks out there. Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Vodka.
And you promised me a margarita. Didn't get a margarita.
I told you I could do it tonight, but you're busy tonight. I said I would make you a margarita tonight, and you're busy. Excuse me for being so busy that you're so busy.
I can't.
I couldn't do it the other night.
Do four radio shows one day on Wednesdays.
Yeah, but I thought you don't have to be there for one of them.
Yeah, no, but I still got to put it together, though.
Whatevs.
Yeah,
do
but
it.
I'm saying, see, you guys always plan all these porn pizza parties and all this stuff on days I can't go.
Because you can't go any day of the week except for Friday or Saturday.
That's the main night that people get together.
No, that's JV night.
JV night?
Yeah.
Okay, what are you doing on
Thursday nights are the best nights to go out. Always
I'm not
been.
In college. That's when college people go out.
Yeah, I don't know. No, yeah. The weekends are late. Saturday nights.
You. Anyways.
What planet am I on? So no, LA, but in LA, I'm going to go out and have fun. Okay, one more. Birth control is cheaper than babies. Thanks to the Obama administration-sponsored government panel's new recommendations, free contraceptives for women in all health insurance plans they're putting out there right now. So they're hoping to act on, there's a recommendation by Obama to make birth control, female birth control free, which is like, currently, last time I took it, which I don't take it anymore, but it was like $35 a month. And it can be, it depends who your insurance is, it could be $10 a month. But still, that they're going to pay for it, that's awesome because they're cheaper, it is true, than getting pregnant. Because a lot of women say that's a barrier to entry. The reason why I'm not having sex, or the reason why I got pregnant is because I couldn't afford birth control.
It's definitely, and then, you know, there's a lot of babies that they have to give up for adoption. And then we're end up going to have to pay for them anyways.
Exactly.
You know?
So that's what they're saying.
That's a good idea.
That is a good idea. So that's what I got for sex in the news. How about that?
I enjoy it.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
What? It seems like something's on your mind
no,
now.
No, I was just thinking of anything that I knew in sex in the news. And the J-Lo stuff. I was just talking about it this morning.
What happened? What new stuff?
They're saying why they broke up. And
why?
The rumors are that, you know, that he was very controlling and crazy. And then so... it's funny because before that news story came out, the day before, I was talking with people because, you know, work in the industry that,
totes.
You know,
gotta talk about it.
That know people that know people that know J-Lo. And they said that he was just, they called him gangster, where he was just like, his attitude was like, bitch, you need to shut up and get in the car right now. Like, that's how he would talk to her.
His little, what'd you
supposedly.
Call him? Right.
Gangster.
Wow. No, but what did you say? He looked like Skeletor?
Oh, he looked like Skeletor. Yeah.
He looks like he does. Is Skeletor like amazing?
Yeah, but then he said that he would be at American Idol every day, want to be on the show and all kinds of stuff.
He just seems kind of weaselly.
Yeah, but he is one of the I know you never heard of him before.
I didn't know that he was I didn't know that he was a big singer. Vanessa, that fist feels better. You don't know who you don't know who John Denver is, and I didn't know that
who
he
Mark
was
Anthony
I didn't
is.
Know he sang.
Yeah, he is.
I knew he sang, but I didn't know he was like famous.
Yeah, he can sell out like U2 arenas, like huge arenas.
Wow.
Yeah, he's
big
time.
Just didn't work. It's hard getting two strong personalities, like two celebrities staying together for a long time is challenging.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's, I don't know. Yeah, it's a tough match. Tough match to stay
but
together.
When
you both
my...
are about your egos, you're both like trying to be famous, you're both like, it's a tough entertainment, as we both know, is a very difficult industry to be in.
Yeah, and keep track of what I've said about celebrity women.
What about them?
Once they start getting to
here we go.
The A-list,
Oh, they dump all their dudes?
They dump their dudes. Just saying, people, you can follow that on TMZ.
But maybe he dumped her.
That he dumped her?
Yeah.
I doubt it.
You think she dumped him?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we don't think, I don't know.
She's at a wedding right now in Russia making $1 million for singing.
I already just heard that in the Ukraine. She's making $1 million for going to a billionaire's wedding.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I want to make $1 million just to go sing some bad songs. Do you like her music?
Yeah, she makes hits.
Yeah, it's okay. I don't love it. I was just going to say something. Oh, I'm going to counter your thing that you think that all women, when they get powerful, I said this yesterday, I'm going to say it again, that I think that men are threatened by women's power oftentimes. And so if you're dating a woman who's getting more and more famous, let's say, or it's getting more and more successful, more than she's surpassing you, that men feel like their penis is shrinking, literally, probably. Like they feel like they're getting less of a man because their female is usurping them.
I don't doubt that at all.
So it's not because the woman, but what you say is that the woman gets so successful.
You want to twist it like.
No. I'm just trying, counterpoint. Women get super successful and they dump their guys because they're so cool. But it's like their guys are like being wimpy pussies because they can't handle that a woman is more successful than
them. I'm sure that happens sometimes.
Yes. Okay, so later we're gonna get into breasts, not just for your viewing pleasure. We're gonna talk about how to actually touch them. But first, we have to talk about the results of our latest poll on the Sex with Emily website.
Okay.
What piece of lingerie do you find the sexiest? Here we go. 11% said garter belt. I guess the garter belt's going out, huh? 13% said bra. 16% said nightie. 22% said stockings. And the winner, the most people find sexy, 38% said panties.
What? No way.
Although we had a discussion in the office earlier, because you know we have our little mini focus groups with the interns, that guys really don't pay attention. We've talked about this in the show. That guys don't enough. I was just happy they agreed with me. I love when people agree with me because I know that I'm right.
You love it.
Well, because I'm right. I didn't even try. I didn't even try to make them agree with me. But it was like one of my interns was like, "Why don't guys ever pay attention to your lingerie or what you're wearing?
We don't care.
We matched our panties and our bra. We took some time out to like, and you're just like peeling it all off together. And we just want you for a moment to look at our beauty and be like, wow, you look hot in that matching thing that you had to pull the underwear out to find the bra to match the underwear, and then you took a minute to do that. I appreciate that. I appreciate that, and I'm not going to rip your clothes off right away.
So is that what you want us to make that statement every time?
Yes, I'm very angry about it. I want men to pay attention to my lingerie, whatever I'm wearing.
What about if I find your lingerie hideous?
It's
not
hideous.
Do you want me to state that too?
No. What lingerie is hideous? I'm cute.
The lacy stuff. That stuff is hideous, man. That shit
sucks. I'm not wearing like garters and things. I can't even figure out how to get the garters
it's so
on.
80s.
I've tried to do it. No, it's not. Women still do that sometimes with the thing.
So
they do the thigh-high stocking things or whatever.
And I told you, I like the boy short stuff. That's cute.
I know, boy shorts are cute.
And I like the cotton.
But do you? But you
stuff,
like it.
But I don't like the shiny, lacy crap. That's terrible.
Yeah, but do you either way pay attention to them? Are you like, oh, that's cute? I'm just.
I don't mention it, but I. Oh, like, oh, that looks hot.
You should mention
head.
It. Yeah, you just say it out loud as part of the 10 compliments a day plan.
Why?
Tell her that her underwear looks hot, okay?
10 compliments a day.
Yes.
Everyone emailed back and said you were high on that one. They said,
no, they didn't.
They said maybe two at most.
Great. At least I'm getting my point across. Two is better than none, which you, in your brain, you compliment women in your brain. And
oh,
you don't tell
God.
Them how hot they are. You need to do that.
Sorry I was on my phone because I wanted to pull up something for you. I'll show you a very hot picture of Mila Kunis, and she's in panties. Now this is hot, and I would tell her that she was
I'll
hot.
I'll bet you would if you ever got in bed with Mila Kunis. This is like a hypothetical. I hope you tell her she's hot. You wouldn't get in bed with
this.
Her unless
you
did.
You can show it on the camera. Maybe it'll come up. She's
What's
in
she
panties.
Wearing?
I know some panties.
They're satiny and shiny, honey. You wouldn't like them.
But,
you're wrong. Look.
Yeah, but see, the counteract
is...
Oh, yeah. It's because it's too bright in here.
Okay.
You can pull it back. Anyways, people, I'll send you the photos so you can post it on
she's
the website.
She's hot, but they're shiny.
They are shiny, but see, she's wearing
You just said you don't like
shirt.
Shiny.
I know, but she's wearing a shirt that's not shiny that kind of counteracts it, so that's fine.
Look at you. Okay. Yeah, great. So
you
would have sex with Mila Kunis in those underwear.
I think I might have
right.
sex with her.
Okay. And then this is our new poll. What's your favorite pre-sex activity? Taking a bath or shower, dinner and a drink, watching TV or watching porn. What's your favorite pre-sex activity? I know you weren't listening. Taking a bath or shower, dinner and a drink, watching TV or watching porn.
You can skip dinner. We can just have a drink. That's
right.
Cool.
You'd rather – this is your favorite one, so you'd rather have dinner or skip the dinner.
I need a moment to cut out the food part.
But you're not going to buy the drink.
No.
Maybe if it's someone you're sleeping with,
I
you
told
would.
You. If the woman comes with me to any event, then I'm paying for everything. That's fine. But if I'm going out to a bar by myself, I'm not buying random chicks in the bar drinks.
Except for you did buy me a drink, which is awesome. But we're friends. It's different.
No, I only bought you an effing drink because you and said you were going to buy me another one, which you never have.
I was going to make you margaritas tonight.
Lying.
Dude, I have a whole new recipe. I'm making you margaritas. And I have a blender. I can make them all blendery. And I have ice. I have ice.
You find out when I'm not available, and then that's when you invite me to stuff.
Okay. Hey, okay. Let's get into some emails.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, Emily, I hope you had a great weekend. I did have a great weekend. I've been looking at sex toys again, and I found these interesting on Adam and Eve. So he's been looking at strap-ons. This is from Tom in Sydney, Australia. He's a premium Friends with Benefits mm-hmm. member. And he likes the Ménage à Trois DP strap-on. He'd want to be the giver in this one.
Yeah.
The inked glass probe. He talks about anal play a lot. Anal play is an art after all. Titan Men Tools Anal Rough Riders.
Wait, so he wants to get
These are all the ones he likes on Adam and Eve.
He wants a strap-on to penetrate him?
Well, I think he'd like to be penetrated, yes. It seems like he's very interested in these things.
So he's just on AdamandEve.com just saying which ones he would like to be penetrated
exactly.
with.
Exactly. So that's there's cool. a unique – so the strap-on for him is like – okay, so – okay, hold on. So, yeah. Anyway, he was AdamandEve.com, can I just say that you can buy any anal toys or any strap-on toys or anything you want at AdamandEve.com. If you use coupon code Emily at checkout –
yeah.
You get 50% off most items.
Oh, that's cool. How about that item I asked you guys to look into for me yesterday?
What? If you wanted an item? Write this down. Oh, here's us being famous in Spain.
Okay, that's cool. I asked to see if they had the pheromone perfume because I want to try it out.
I wrote it down.
And our intern yesterday said I didn't mention Citra at all on our podcast, and I did in the first 5 minutes.
Okay.
So I'm just saying –
Stitcher's behind my head, people. Of everyone. Do you see Stitcher? Stitcher.
Stitcher is an app that you can download for free on your smartphone, and you can listen to the podcast every single
day. It's so easy to do when you become a Friends with Benefits member, or any you can listen to the sample podcast that we do on Stitcher. Because today my friend was driving to Sacramento, and she called me, and she's like, how is it that I can listen to your show? And I'm like, download Stitcher right now, and she did, and she was like listening to the show within 5 minutes. She was so happy.
It's really easy.
So, okay, thanks, Tom. So he likes Adam and Eve, and he likes the anal toys, which is awesome.
It's cool. We have your friend that would probably do it. She wanted to penetrate a guy.
I know. My son, Nikki.
You got to keep up with her and make sure, see
if
she does
it or not. I have to see if she
not.
Actually, yeah. she came to the States, and she's from Australia, and she came to the States and bought this pink strap-on so she could anally stimulate a man, which is very common that women do that and that men like that. More common than you think.
I wonder if a gay man would let a woman penetrate him. With a strap on.
I wonder.
You want to call a gay guy? No one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right now?
We'll call him. Yeah. I'll let him know. We'll ask him.
I love that men is just like whips out his friends for that. Okay. okay. Emily, love the show. And now I finally need your help. After years of randomly hooking up with women and being selfish in relationships, I took some time off. I was tired of hollow relationships and wanted something more. I stayed away from women for about a year and now have finally found a person. The problem is now that when we're intimate, I'm having issues performing. I don't know if I'm nervous, have been away too long, or the year off of porn and masturbating has messed me up. I don't know what to do, and I don't want to mess up a great girl that I've wanted for years. From Jeff. Wow, he took a year off of sex and masturbation.
And masturbation?
Yeah.
How did he do
it? I do not know. I do not.
This guy hanging out with the Dalai Lama or something?
I know. It's really impressive. I mean, I took my 6 months off from having sex, but I was still masturbating. So that's, do you remember last year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're having your little
manatorium.
How did that ever go for you? Because you were on that manatorium and then suddenly you were dating some guy. So I don't know really what happened.
I know. And he was the worst guy ever. Remember?
We don't have to get into that, but I'm just saying, like, how did
it was
just,
a good
did
experience
make you just
for
like
me.
Jump into another relationship for being off the wiener for that long?
I can't remember. Yeah, I think it was a good experience just to be alone without a man in my life, because I feel like oftentimes men and women, we want to fill our life with someone and we don't know what it's like to be alone and to not have that. And I always had guys in my life. I was always like dating someone or I had a boyfriend and I was like, I just want without no man, no penis, nothing. Like just be with myself. And it was great. It was a good experience. And then I got into a shitty relationship. But besides that, it was It was a good experience. Because you realize all the time you spend thinking about relationships and thinking about that. And it's like when you don't have that, you can fill your mind with other things. And it's, you don't obsess about a relationship.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's his help. So I think that he might be having issues. I think that anytime that you have sexual concerns or he says he's having issues, that I think that you just slowly should start. I'm not sure what issues you're having performing. I'm not sure if you're having issues if you're prematurely ejaculating or if you are not getting hard or what the issues are. So it's kind of hard to say, but I don't think that – I want to know if you had this issue before ever. If you never had this issue before, then I would say that you just need to get some more practice in that the way you can stop this issue from perpetuating is, Jeff, when you really are concerned about it and you think a lot about it and you really think that you have a problem, it kind of can self-perpetuate it because a lot of sexual issues have to do with our brain and our mind, and we get nervous, we get anxious about it, and we think it's going to happen over and over again. So I would just like, chill, it's okay. It sounds like maybe it just happened once or twice, and I think you're going to get back to your rhythm again. So I think that, yeah, that maybe not having masturbating, not having sex, you would might be a little premature right now. And yeah, I think you'll get back into your rhythm again. Wouldn't worry about it. Okay. Emily, just discovered your podcast a few days ago while I was searching for sex podcasts so I could improve my body image and confidence. The past few years, I've been having a really painful emotional battle in my mind getting a labioplasty or just leaving my body the way it is. Labia means that she would get her labia cut, her labia
trimmed. A little bit.
I'm 23, never had children, have never had a large number of sex partners, but I have had a larger than average inner labia my whole life. I had a boyfriend in the past break up with me and tell me that the rest of the high school about my beef curtains. That is sad. I'm laughing, but I'm not laughing at her. I just think that sucks. I'm about above average attractiveness in other ways, but I'm so incredibly sensitive to letting any boy touch or perform oral on me. My last few boyfriends have begged to let them perform oral on me, but I'm terrified and horrified at the thought, to the point of fighting back tears when they try it. It breaks my heart when I see the look on their faces of rejection. I'm not sure what to do. D from Philadelphia.
Well, we talked about this before on the show, and there's guys out there that love it.
Yeah, there's guys that are way into it, guys that wouldn't even be like concerned or anything. So I think that you are having – I wouldn't
– But I don't know. I don't think it's actually up to people that you're with. I think it's totally your choice and what makes you feel confident, because women, they do all kinds of things to their body to, you know, nose jobs, boob jobs,
right?
Everything that they want to do because it's about them. It's not about other people. So
I would say, like, I'm not against like plastic surgery or any of that stuff. Like, I totally get if it makes you feel better, but I would say that you had a bad experience in high school. And a lot of times we get stunted sexually in high school. Like, think bad things happen in high school or earlier than that, or middle school. And something bad happens to you then. You get made fun of because your penis is too small, or your penis is weird or not circumcised if you're someone like, you know, like, or you get teased on the playground because you're fat. I got teased when I was on the playground, like, for being fat. I was a chubby kid.
What?
Believe it or not. I was. I went through a chubby
phase.
Is that
why there's no food in your house?
No, I don't have food issues. I just was, like, went through a chubby phase. I don't know. Just has never been food in my house. But the point is, I would think that she's 23. Like, this thing happened to her years ago, and it left these really bad scars. And now there's boyfriends that are begging to perform oral sex on her. And I'm sure they've had sex with her, so they've seen her. Some guys look at the vagina, like, when they're having sex, they can see. So I would say that this isn't – this. It sounds more like it's, for what the guys are thinking. And I would say you're young, you're 23 years old, and you'll find someone who loves you and your labia, and I wouldn't worry about it. I wouldn't rush into surgery right now. Now, if you are having pain or you're having some other concerns, you know, I would – you know, that would be a problem. But right now, because you had this one bad experience, I would just be confident about it. Be like, look at my labia. Suck that.
All right.
Suck my labia, baby. That's what I'd say. Emily and Menace, love the show. Keep up the great work. With all the risk of getting STDs today, how have you managed not to contract an STD?
What?
How do we know that Menace hasn't? Do you ask your partner beforehand?
This is ridiculous.
Do you ask your partner beforehand? Do you do a strip search? Do you take a chance? What recommendations do you have, if any? Anthony.
What kind of question is that? Like, everybody has sex. I think they're implying that we're huge whores.
Why?
By saying, how do you not contract an STD? Like, what? That's so weird, right?
I don't know.
That's
what
they're
implying. Because we talked about the fact that we didn't have STDs during the show.
It's basically calling you a whore.
I'm used to it, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay, so 1 in 5 Americans have general herpes. Did you know that? Yet at least 80% of those with herpes are unaware they have it. So 1 in 5 have it, but 80% of those people are not aware that they have it. So you have to always use protection. Like, you have to always use condoms. And I'm so – we're doing a condom show in a few weeks because we're so tired of, like, men who are like, ouch, it hurts, or I can't wear it, or I don't have one, or, like, men are just such – pussies about it. They can be. It's the second time I called men pussies today. I don't usually do that. I'm feeling you're right.
You're such a man hater.
I'm such a man lover. God. So use condoms. The number is higher for women. 1 out of 4 women have herpes. That may be due to the fact that male to female transition is more efficient than female to male transition. Did you know that? So it's easier for women to get herpes than men. So I would just say, Anthony, you got to be religious about using condoms. Even if she's on the pill, then you have to ask your partner if they've been tested. I mean, you have to believe them. Hopefully you're with someone that you really trust when you stop using condoms, because of course you can, if she's on the pill, you can have sex without condoms. But I would just, again, wait to see if she's been tested, you've been tested. It's very important. Yeah.
Another way to avoid STDs is find out where your partner, if you're in America, find out if your partner went to UC Santa Barbara or not. And if they went to UC Santa Barbara, do not have sex with them, because one out of every 3 people has an STD there.
I don't believe that.
So do not do it. Avoid anybody that went there.
But we're in California, so we have more risk of that. Dudes too, or just chicks, did you just say?
Dudes
and
chicks.
Anyone who went there.
Yeah.
UC Santa Barbara.
Avoid it.
Good to know. Okay, so did you hear that number? 100%
guarantee you'll get an STD.
Oh, my God. That's bad. We can't do that to a whole entire university. okay, let's get into some breast facts. I know. Can we talk about the fact that we're big in Spain?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you brought that up quickly.
3 times.
To avoid
the question. No. That we're in Spain. That they listen to it. We're like number 7 on the Spain podcast.
It's so weird
on iTunes.
To me.
Like, we never get emails from Spain, though. We get emails from all over the world, but not a lot from Spain.
Really?
No, we don't. So it's interesting that they love us in Spain.
That's really cool.
I just wanted to share that. Why are you laughing?
Nothing. Somebody said something really bad about Spain, and I can't really share it on the show.
Okay, good idea. We don't want to offend our Spanish fans.
Yes.
Okay, so here's some quick facts about breasts. Manus, how do you feel about breasts? I know you've had a lot of women with...
Yeah, and
for some reason, you've dated a lot of women with fake breasts.
No, I dated women that...
After you broke up with them, they got fake boobs. What was the story?
No, the story is that I dated women.
I love this story. I don't remember it, but I know that I like it.
I know one of the best plastic surgeons in Northern California.
Great.
And they find this out and they say they really want to get a boob job.
And
so.
Like 3 girls you've dated have gotten boob
jobs. Two. And
right.
One was after I broke up with them, years after I broke up with them. And they go, hey, can you get me in contact with him? I want to get this done. And then one was while I was dating her. But I never encouraged them to get it done or anything like that. I don't care. But if that's something that they want to do for themselves, that's fine with me.
Right.
And you're thinking like, oh, yeah, you're probably like so
Men's
super psyched.
Like, I really would love you to have
You know
some
how my
hormones.
Attitude is? I don't care. But you asked me yesterday what kind of boobs I prefer.
Uh-huh.
And I said, remember, I said...
Proportional.
Proportionate. That's fine.
Yeah. So if they're proportional to their body.
To the body.
But what if
she
was a really
hot.
Small girl and had huge, huge boobs, but she was still really small, but big boobs?
Huge.
You wouldn't like that?
No, honestly, I don't really care. I'm not going to date somebody because of,
right.
because of the size of their boobs, you know?
Right. Okay, so here's some facts about breasts.
Titties. Cans.
Whatever you want to call them. Some women love to be touched on their breasts,
man.
And others don't.
Okay.
So some women actually, as we were saying earlier, it's the second most common way for women to orgasm is through the breasts. And I have a friend that I wanted her to be on the show today. Maybe she'll do another day to talk about the fact that she is orgasming through her breasts.
Okay.
So find out their sensitivity levels by asking or trying a few of the tips that we share here today. So you got to ask first. Like, and don't – like, I think guys, like, typically like to do things to breasts that just aren't good. Like they like to like
to really squeeze on them,
squeeze
tight.
On them, or turn them. Like just start. Like everything sexually starts slow and starts soft.
What about nipple play?
Nipple play is awesome.
But to
some
to,
women
it
like
too,
it, but it can be
too
hard.
Rough.
Sometimes, but yeah. You have to test it out. So don't ever start with the hard stuff. Start softly and slowly.
What's your thoughts on motorboating?
I don't know what that is. Oh, I do
you
know
don't know what that is.
I do know what that is. What are my thoughts on it?
Yeah, motorboating.
Vote yes.
Yes.
I don't know. Why not?
What about...
Who does that,
You've
though?
Been asking a lot for some reason about the titty effing for some reason.
Right. We're going to get into that, too.
Yeah.
We've got a lot here to get into.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have any more questions?
No. Well, I want to get through this, and then my buddy said it's okay to call him about that once.
Well, we're not going to get through that. I mean, okay.
Yeah, no, let's go.
Okay, we'll so any surgery on the breast can result in the breast and or nipple being overly sensitive or not sensitive enough. Some women might lose nipple sensation after surgery. I cannot believe that the girl that you dated that could orgasm through her breasts took that risk and got fake boobs. We don't know that she can or can't orgasm.
So I'll talk to her. I can talk to her sister, or maybe her sister.
Great. There's a myth: the bigger her cup size, the more sensitive she is.
That's a myth.
That is a total myth. So, women with small breasts, large breasts, medium breasts—they're all sensitive. Have you ever heard that before?
No, I think they would also be less sensitive because there's so much there.
So, statistically, the left breast is bigger on most women. And it seems – so in a study, researchers found that 29% of women had experienced a breast orgasm at one time or another. So you can have them like at once or twice and not – it's not all the time. So it's still possible. If you have never had one, you could try. Just play with the nipples and play with the breast.
I did have a girlfriend that had a left breast that was – it was slightly bigger than the other.
It's more common.
Yeah.
Did you know that? Every woman has like I think one bigger than the other.
And she had big boobs and she wanted a boob job too. What's up with that?
I don't know, Menace, with these women that you're dating. Because there is a certain type of woman, I think, that gets boob jobs. I don't know what that type is.
Are you calling them whores?
Nope, not at all. No. Are you calling them whores?
What kind of type of woman are they?
I actually don't know. I'm speaking more statistically speaking, like that there was a study done and you looked at women who got boob jobs and women who didn't. We'd probably find some similarities. And I literally don't know what they are.
What are those? You don't know?
Nope. I don't. I don't think it has to do with whores at all. No, I'm not saying that.
Okay.
Okay.
But they're most likely to go down on you.
No, I don't know. I actually don't know. Maybe they're women that were really like not, that they were kind of prudes and thought that having large breasts would make them more sexually adventurous. I really don't know the answer to the question. So turn-ons, breasts are closely connected to the primary libidinal zone. It's like the libidinal zone. So breast play is a great way to get her started. Men require visual stimulation. Apart from genitalia, breasts are women's most well-defined physical feature. So once he sees those perky breasts, his switches turn on. 78% of women and 39% of men said that once aroused, nipple and or breast stimulation can further increase their arousal. So don't be afraid. Also, women, a lot of women touch their breasts during sex because it makes them feel better. I've got a ton of stuff here, but if your friend's waiting for us to call, we've got like
a few minutes. And then we can get back on the breast tomorrow. We can finish it up.
We could get back on the breast tomorrow.
People love breasts. Maybe people can email us feedback@sexwithemily.com and say what they like people to do to their breasts.
I forgot what we're even talking to your friend about.
We're talking about if he would be willing to be penetrated by a girl with a strap on. Just a quick question.
Okay, calm.
Or if gay people
calm. Whatever. We'll do more breasts tomorrow, I guess.
I really want to hear from the people what they like. Like,
what do they want?
I mean, there's not too many options of stuff that you can do to the breasts.
Yeah, there are.
Like
using your hands, using your mouth, use the tip of your tongue to circle around the darkest part of the nipple, also known as the areola. Let your tongue glide over nipples very lightly.
What? Yeah, I want to know what the people, what our listeners like.
What do the people like?
What do the people
email
like?
Us? feedback@sexwithemily.com.
That's some survey.
Is your friend going to be cool and he's going to be like?
He'd be cool.
I don't think he'd want a woman to penetrate him. I say no.
We'll say like generally. Let's say.
Is he bisexual or gay?
He's gay. You know, I got cool friends.
You got gay friends. You got black friends.
My friends are so eclectic. I got autistic friends that buy me condoms. All kinds of stuff. Hello?
Hello.
Jose. It's another Jose.
Yes.
Different Jose?
It's a different Jose.
Hilarious.
What's going on?
What's up, dude? Hey, we had a question here the other – an emailer said that he wants to be penetrated with a strap-on. So a strap-on has to be done by a female. Now, do you think anybody in the gay community would let a female penetrate them, even though that they're gay?
You know what? I think that person would have to be really, really desperate to do it.
Desperate?
Because they're not attracted to women, so the whole thing wouldn't be Hi, it's Emily. How are you? So the whole thing wouldn't
No.
be...
Go
right. Because I know I wouldn't want to do that.
You wouldn't want to do
There's
that?
There's no way... There's no way you would catch me doing that.
To a woman.
It wouldn't be fun.
Say it again.
I said, it wouldn't be fun.
It wouldn't be fun.
No, you wouldn't be turned on, right? You wouldn't be aroused. You wouldn't be, because you're not attracted to women, right?
Of course not, yeah. It's not my thing.
Okay, got it. That's what I thought.
I say you let men just do it.
Oh, no.
Don't you think that men would like it? A lot of men, as you know, but a lot of men do like anal stimulations. Straight men, gay men, whatever. Men should try it. Don't you think?
Hey, Menace, Don't knock it till you try it.
Oh,
exactly. Exactly. Jose, my man.
It was a bad time to call.
I'm just saying.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
No problem.
Bye, Jose. Have a good day. Are your friends named Jose?
Yeah. No, not all my friends.
Okay. Hey, Jose.
Two people we called this week are named Jose.
Okay.
But I would love to get him on the show and talk about gay sex because he would be hilarious.
We have someone on the show.
Sorry, he was on iPhone, so he's kind of cutting out.
That's okay. But we have someone on the show Tuesday who actually wrote a book about called X Gay No Way, like about his experience, people trying to change him from being gay. He's going to be on the show on Tuesday.
Is he
going to
be serious?
He's totally not serious.
Okay,
and he's
good.
Like a gay. He went to go to my school, and he's got a big following of people.
Gay men are hilarious, and they have.
Oh, he's super hilarious.
I would love to have a hilarious
gay
funny. Guy in here.
I think he's funny.
Okay.
Yeah.
We might have trouble, but.
Okay. So breast don'ts. Here's some quick don'ts.
Okay.
Don't use your nails on her breast. Don't twist her nipples. Don't slap her boobs. Don't treat her breasts like toys or use rough biting. Okay. Don't do any of those things. So undressing her, if I haven't made this clear.
Okay.
Slowly take off her top. Linger a few moments. Add some kissing. Then unclasp her bra. But do it slowly.
All right.
Everything slower.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't talk to her breasts. Talk about them. Gently comment on the size, shape, softness. I love the way your breasts feel against my chest. Your breasts are the perfect size and shape. This is part of the compliment section. I love to touch them.
Uh-huh. The complimenting. You had to throw that in.
Start with soft touching before you get into squeezing or nipple play. So start softly. Cradle, kiss, or brush up against her breasts. Bathing together and soaping up each other's breasts and chest. You know how men always do?
Yeah.
They always want to do the... I remember Sarah Silverman had this in one of her stand-up routines. She was like, why is it when you get in the shower with a guy, they want to like suck up your breasts like you're like they're like
headlights.
Like,
yeah.
why is that fun? Why is that, you know? But that is a nice thing to do. Feels good.
Now, when a man wants to, come to completion on your breast, does that show appreciation? Do you find that?
Sure.
Because
yeah, I think it's hot. They think it's hot.
Celebrating. Do you feel as that to be a compliment?
I don't know if I'd like put it in the compliment, not a compliment category, but. Yeah, if a guy, yeah, no problem.
All right.
It's not like.
So you're not offended by it?
I'm not offended by a man coming on my breast. No, it's one of the options. Like,
okay.
If you are not using, well, if you're using condom or not, you can still take off the condom,
pull off the condom,
come on the breast. But I think a lot of guys find it hot to come on the breasts.
Yeah, it's like fireworks.
Right.
It's like a celebration at the end.
It is.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that's awesome. That is a. People love that stuff.
Good. We only have 30 seconds left on the show.
Oh, that's so sad. Oh, my God. Okay. We can recap tomorrow.
Some more. Yeah. But
more
please,
breast.
Like, people
email us. Yeah. feedback@sexwithemily.com.
Tell
it's
us what you
show.
Like.
I know. We want to hear about your boobs and what you like.
Do you like putting food on it, like chocolate syrup?
We're talking about
like
chocolate syrup and whipped cream, actually. That's part of my tips, that
cool.
You should put whipped cream and chocolate on it. Because you can't just one thing about food and sex. You have to be really careful putting sugary things down like on a vagina for a woman, it can get like really bad infections, but you can play with food on the breast. No problem. Like whipped cream and chocolate and peanut butter.
I would like,
you can make like a
Hawaiian
s'more.
Pizza slice, maybe just like, you know, because it's like a landing strip. It can sit on there and I can eat it.
You want to eat a piece of pizza off her breasts?
Yeah.
Great.
Pizza, whatever.
Sounds fun, man.
I like
good times.
Like, what they do in pornos, pour champagne on it and stuff.
Yeah, you could do that. Do you
That'd
like champagne? You
amazing.
Like champagne.
I love champagne.
So wouldn't you love to lap champagne off a woman's breasts?
I would love that. Like a rap video? That'd be,
yeah.
Oh my God, it'd be a dream come true.
I know, man. See? We're expanding your horizons.
Yeah.
It would be awesome. Okay, everyone. We got to go. That's all we got time for.
Oh,
thanks
man,
so much for
people running
this.
Out of stuff. We get such. People were commenting yesterday on my Facebook on how good the show was yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't feel like it was. What did you
I
think?
Didn't think so either, but people seemed to really enjoy it.
What happened yesterday?
I don't know, but we seemed to be moving through stuff that we're running out, which is really good.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Everything's going so
well. We're trying
well.
Really hard to give you guys a good show every single day.
Every single day. Thanks, everyone, for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.